women's men's basketball doubleheader today. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's head coach Jeff Dittman, and coach, 4-3 to begin the season in your non-conference affairs. How's things been going?
Well, we played a very good schedule to begin with. I think we've, in our seven games, we've already played four ranked teams. We played five of those games on the road with an inexperienced team. I won't necessarily say we're a young team, but we have a lot of people on the floor right now who don't have collegiate level experience, or at least in our system. So we've been learning a lot about each other and trying to get the right combinations and those types of things. And now it's time to get into GPAC play and find out if we've got the right setup.
I'll tell you what, you got a roster from a year ago. You can throw it in the trash because it's no good. You got a lot of new faces on this team.
Well, we do. You know, you have one veteran returning in the sense of Alicia Stadler is an all-conference, second-team all-conference post player. Had a great season for us as a sophomore last year. Sophia McDermott was a consistent player coming off the bench. And then after that, you're looking at people who either got in just in certain situations or people who weren't even in the program a year ago. So that's why I say we've got a lot to figure out about ourselves and what's the right combination and how do we get enough offense and defense and rebounding with each group of people. But we've made some steps.
Talk about Alicia Stadler. She's off to a great start, 21 points per ball game, 10 rebounds per contest. Looks like she's really stepped up for us.
Well, at this point of the season, they didn't know a lot about her. They're our non-conference opponents, so she got a lot of one-on-one or late two-on-one coverage, and she's really done a good job against it. I'm kind of expecting she's about to see a little Lindsay Ducey defense for the next few conference games and know what it's like to have people surrounding her before she even catches the ball. But I think at this point, Alicia's playing as well as any post in the country could play, and she's doing it at all three phases of the game. If you look at the conference stats, she's number one in scoring, number one in rebounding, and number one in shot blocking. So she's contributing at all three, at both ends of the floor and all three phases of the game.
One other new face that we've seen in the lineup for us is Courtney Spahn. She's had some good outings for you so far.
You know, Courtney's averaging about 16 points a game. There's been a couple of times that they've used her man to go double-team Alicia, and I know she had 29 against Mayville that night. She's a very good shooter. She transferred in out of Division II program in Utah, and she's come in and provided some great scoring for us and getting better at rebounding every day.
Talk about some of the other new faces we've had in the lineup for you, maybe that have surprised you here in the first couple of ball games.
Well, we've had two freshmen start for us at this point, Frankie Peterson from Cambridge, and Frankie got off to a great start, did some things really well. Then in the last couple of ball games, we went with Kenesha Riley. She is a very talented offensive player. Hopefully, she'll get a little better at the rebounding and the defense. But those two have really done a good job early and given us a real solid third offensive component out on the floor a lot of times. And, then you get to Brittany Wong, who Brittany was kind of a defensive player for us at times last year. We brought her in a lot of times in tough situations for Heather McKeon when we needed, had a two-point lead and needed to stop. And she did a great job. Now this year we're asking her to not only play good defense again, but to give us a little bit of scoring. And, then you get into the bench, and frankly, we've played a lot of people so far. We went 10, 11, 12 deep a lot of times, just searching for that right combination of again, getting balance at the offensive and defensive ends.
Are we doing the same sort of things here this year as we have in the past?
Well, not really, because in the past we've just been bigger than everybody else. You know, last year we went 6'2", 6'2", at the forward and the center spot with Lindsay and Alicia. This year we go 6'2", and 5'9". So we're running a lot more four out. If you look at our three-point shots, we're probably shooting a lot more of that. I think the one thing this team can do better than last year's team is they put it on the floor a little better, and they can attack better off the dribble. It's up to this point, I think we're averaging about 84 points a game or something like that. And again, against some quality opponents, against Davenport, number two team in the country, Iowa Wesleyan, number 12, kind of go down the list. So we've been doing a good job on the offensive end against quality opponents.
What's this team lacking right now?
You know, I think the biggest thing is we turn the ball over too much. And even more importantly, we're turning it over in the open court, which means not only do we lose our shot, but probably they're getting a one-on-none or a two-on-one situation. And we've seen that. We played the other day, and we had first 6 minutes we didn't turn the ball over, and then we're up about seven on the team, and then all of a sudden there's four consecutive turnovers, and there's new life. There's 6 points out of the four turnovers that they got, and we're letting teams stay in the ball game instead of really continuing to to work them and put them away. So until we get our turnovers down into the 12 range instead of the 22 range, we're going to have some problems.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Sioux Falls as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings College and the University of Sioux Falls here this afternoon. Coach, I don't know if there's a tougher opener for us that we could have drawn up here. This is a tough place to play, and we open up with Sioux Falls.
Well, I don't know. When you look at the GPAC, I don't know if I'd want to open with Northwestern or Morningside or any one of a half a dozen different teams. But you know, they finished eighth in the conference last year, went out and got a couple of recruits on the wings that have really improved their shooting ability, improved their size. They're 5'11 and 6 foot on their two wings. And then they get a Division I transfer at the point guard position. So they are a lot better team than they were a year ago.
Talk about them. What will they try to do today?
You know, they love to shoot the three. They play four out, and the interesting thing, and like what we've told our athletes, is when you're 5'3 guarding a 6-footer, you've got to really be crowding them. Otherwise, they're going to get that shot off anytime they want. So, number one, we've got to pick them up in transition quickly because they'll come down and just pull up and shoot the three off the break. They're not nearly as excited about going and getting a two as they are a three. So our defensive transition's got to be strong. Then we've got to get all those long rebounds. Now, if we can do that, then there's a good chance we can peel out of there and get off into a transition game and get a few baskets of our own off of those long rebounds. But, you know, defense is, like all conference games, defense is going to have to be great today for us to go get a road win.
But they don't have a superstar type of player. They got four or five girls average right around that 9 points per ball game. Makes it tough on us.
Well, they do. They spread you out. There's no way to help. There's no way to cheat. There's nobody you can sag off of a little bit and help here and there. So that's why I say it's going to be a monumental defensive task for us. However, again, one of the things they don't do is attack as much as some of the other teams in our league. So we'll have a chance to get out and crowd them a little bit and put some pressure on that outside shot.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Sioux Falls today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Stewart Center. We're in Sioux Falls, South Dakota today as we begin our coverage of Hastings College basketball for the 2010-2011 season. We've got two of them on tap for you here today as the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams get ready to take on the University of Sioux Falls here this afternoon with the women's game up first. Hastings coming in a record of 4 wins, 3 losses during their non-conference portion of their schedule. The Broncos are averaging 81 points per ball game on offense, 75 on defense. But a new look Hastings College basketball team for this season. Gone are the folks from Heather McEwen and Lindsey Ducey and Kim Thaman. They all graduated last year, so a completely different lineup for head coach Jeff Dittman. They do have one returning starter back, and she has had an outstanding season so far for Hastings College, and that's Alicia Stadler. She is averaging a double-double right now, 21 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. You see some new faces in the lineup today in Courtney Spahn, who's averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds per game. And Kenesha Riley is another new face that's doing a good job for Hastings so far in the first 7 ball games, averaging 6 points and 1 rebound per ball game. University of Sioux Falls comes in. They are 4-0 in the season. They did lose an exhibition game the other night to Augustana, but overall they are 4-0 in the season. They play a slowdown type of basketball game. They will look to pound the ball inside if they can. They'll be a very deliberate type of team here this afternoon. This is a team that averages 63 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 52 on the defensive end. So we've got basketball for you here today. It's already been a busy day here in Sioux Falls. Of course, the NAIA football playoffs got underway this afternoon, and both teams from the Great Plains Athletic Conference came up winners today. Morningside down in Sioux City picked up a win over Dickinson State out of North Dakota, a final of 38-17. And here in Sioux Falls, we understand the Cougars won over Northwest Oklahoma State, final score of 33-14. So both GPAC schools will move on to the second round next Saturday. Also back in Hastings, men's soccer in the opening round of the NAIA National Soccer Tournament. The Hastings College men knocked off Missouri Valley today by the score of 3-0, so the Broncos will move on to the final site for a national tournament for men's soccer. That'll be down in Georgia coming up in a week or so. Women's soccer will go on at 5 o'clock this afternoon out of Lloyd Wilson Field as Hastings College will play in the opening round of the national tournament. They will take on Olivet Nazarene. So we got Hastings College in Sioux Falls, women's college basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The men are also here. We'll have that game coming up for you at 6 o'clock tonight here at the Stewart Center. So a big night of Bronco basketball for you on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls here this afternoon with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS. We mentioned Hastings, a record of 4 wins, 3 losses on the year. They have lost to Davenport of Michigan. That was a second-ranked team in the nation coming in here, knocking off Hastings 88-85. Hastings able to pick up wins over York 85-52. They beat Mayville State 100-93. Also beat 12th-ranked Iowa Wesleyan earlier this season by a score of 69-64. And they have a win over Friends out of Kansas, 88-65. Their losses have been to Southwestern of Kansas, 66-60. They also lost to Kansas Wesleyan, 87-79. And we mentioned the loss to Davenport, 88-85. So Hastings coming in 4 wins, 3 losses on the season. University of Sioux Falls, they are 4-1 overall. Again, losing the exhibition game to Augustana the other night by a score of 66-49. But they've got wins over Mount Mercer, 80-63. They also beat Grandview, 50-42. They beat St. Mary's out of Nebraska, 65-52. And they beat Waldorf College by a score of 75-39. So this is the opening ball game of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season here this afternoon as Sioux Falls gets ready to take on Hastings here this afternoon. Other games going on in the conference today on this opening day of the conference season. You've got Morningside playing in Seward against Concordia. Hastings here against the Sioux Falls Cougars. Dort is playing at Dakota Wesleyan today. Northwestern is playing at Doan. Those are all men, women's basketball doubleheaders today. Briarcliff is playing at Midland today. That'll be a men's ball game that gets underway here at 4 o'clock. Nebraska Wesleyan playing at Webster University. That's a men's only ball game. And a women's only contest between Briarcliff and the Southwestern is going on this afternoon. That will get started at 5:30 here today. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball today. Hastings and Sioux Falls on 1230 KHAS. The flag of the national anthem here at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon. Hastings and the University of Sioux Falls getting ready for the GPAC opener here this afternoon. Starting lineups for Hastings College here this afternoon. They're going to be dressed in their black road uniforms, their black bottoms, and their black tops trimmed and lettered in the crimson today. Sophia McDermott gets the start at one of the guard positions. She's 5'3", a junior out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. McDermott averaging 11 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" and sophomore from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 4.9 points and 2 rebounds per game. Tanisha Riley is a 5'5" freshman from Inglewood, Colorado. Riley is averaging 6 points and 1 rebound per game. Courtney Spahn is a 5'9" junior from St. George, Utah. Spahn is averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds per game. And you got Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" junior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Stadler averaging 21 points and 10 rebounds per ballgame. Hastings is hitting 47% of their field goal tries so far this year, 38% from three-point territory, 67% from three-point range. They've been out-rebounding their opponents 57-45. The Broncos have been flanked by turnovers a little bit through the first seven ball games of the year. They're averaging 22 turnovers per ball game, giving up 17 on the other end. Hastings again coached by Jeff Dittman. For the Cougars here today, they'll go with Holly Agan. She's a 5'9" sophomore out of Worthington, Minnesota. Agan is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Vanessa Johnson is a transfer from South Dakota State University. She is 5'9", a junior from Hartford, South Dakota. Johnson averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. Bailey O'Brien is a 5'11" junior out of Fort Dodge, Iowa, a transfer from Iowa Central Community College. She is averaging right now 9 points and 2 rebounds per game. Laura Johnson is a 6-foot freshman from Cedar Falls, Iowa. Johnson is averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. And then Jamie Hofer is a 5'11" junior from Hartford, South Dakota. She is averaging 9 points and 3.6 rebounds per ball game. Ball is in the air, and our coverage of Bronco basketball is underway here this afternoon as Hastings College controls the opening tip. Here's Kenesha Riley on the wing for Hastings College. Goes over on the right side now as McDermott throws up a three-pointer, up and in. So Sophia McDermott hits the three-pointer for Hastings from right at the top of the key, and Hastings College out on top of the ball game by a score of 3-0. Broncos will play this tough man-to-man defense. That is the Cougars battle for the first time here this afternoon. Here's a jumper up there and in by Bailey O'Brien just from the left of the lane. Bailey O'Brien scores, and it's a 3-2 ball game. Hastings College out on top of by 1 point, just underway here at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. McDermott with the ball. Free throw line extended left side, dribbles to the top of the key, stops there. McDermott gives it up now to Kenesha Riley. Kenesha drives inside, double team, kicks it back out, top of the key. Courtney Spahn wings it down low. Here's a shot by Brittany Wong that's going to be deflected. Now a jump ball is called. So Brittany Wong point-blank range just from the left of the basket, goes up for the shot. It was blocked down. A jump ball is called. Alternating jump will go to the University of Sioux Falls. Hastings College out on top of the Cougars this afternoon. 3-2 is the score, just underway. We're a minute into the contest here this afternoon. Here's as Sioux Falls back on the attack. A lob pass goes inside. It's way over the head of Hofer, out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on Sioux Falls. The Cougars average 18 turnovers per ball game. Sioux Falls is a team that's hitting 37% of their field goal tries so far this year, 27% from three-point range, and 62% from the free throw line. Hastings with a 3-2 advantage. Broncos have the ball. Brittany Wong just to the right of the lane. Dumps it down low now to Alicia Stadler. Stadler comes out of the wing to Courtney Spahn. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is tipped around. It's going to be recovered here by Jamie Hofer of the University of Sioux Falls. Hofer gets it away to Vanessa Johnson. Johnson picked up out there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Top of the key, three-pointer by Hofer is good. Jamie Hofer buries the three-pointer for the University of Sioux Falls, and the Cougars go out on top now by the score of 5-3. Sioux Falls actually picked by the league's coaches this year to finish ahead of Hastings in the conference this year. Now here's a turnover as the ball is slapped around away from Brittany Wong, the first turnover at Hastings College. Sioux Falls will come back the other way with a 5-3 advantage over the Broncos. Vanessa Johnson has got it, drives it down the right side of the lane, goes up for the shot, is good, but she is fouled in the play. A personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It'll go on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Broncos here this afternoon. Non-shooting situation, so the Cougars will play things in, and we got another foul called. It's going to go again on Brittany Wong, so a couple of quick fouls there on Wong. Jamie Hofer posted up down low just to the right side of the basket, and Wong is hit with a personal foul. So the second teamer on Hastings will try it again. They'll play things in. Sioux Falls has got it. They come way out on top. That's Aiken with the ball. Comes across the top of the key now to Strasburg. As she drives inside, and the foul is going to be called. She goes up with a shot. Well, that was Hofer driving to the basket there for Sioux Falls. And a foul is going to be called here on Alicia Stadler of Hastings. So that's the third team foul on the Broncos, the first one on Stadler. And Jamie Hofer goes to the free throw line now for Sioux Falls. She hit a three-pointer just a couple of minutes ago. Hofer is averaging 9 points per ball game. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Hofer is hitting 64% of her free throws so far this year. She is now 17 out of 26 in free throws for the Cougars. Sioux Falls now has his three-point advantage early in the contest, 6-3. Here comes the next one. It's off of the back iron, no good. So 6-3, Sioux Falls with the advantage here this afternoon. Hastings comes back with the ball. Brittany Wong stays in there with a couple of quick personal fouls here in the ball game. To Courtney Spahn, now to Kenesha Riley. Riley left side of the lane, comes back out on top. Now to Sophia McDermott. Across the top to get it to Brittany Wong. Puts it inside to Courtney Spahn. She drives inside. Nice little scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Stadler battles for the rebound. Can't come down with it. It's recovered here by Sioux Falls, but it's taken away by Wong. Wong has got it off to Kenesha Riley. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bailey O'Brien. O'Brien has got it down for Sioux Falls as she comes quickly into the forecourt. There's Hofer again. 25 feet away from the basket. Swings the left side to Agan. Throws up a shot. Good. Three-pointer. Holly Agan throws up the three. And the Cougars are out to a 9-3 advantage over Hastings College this afternoon. 16:54 to play here in the first half from Sioux Falls. Kenesha Riley with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. They come out and pick her up. There's a bounce pass inside. Now to Stadler. Goes for the basket. Her shot no good. And she's going to be hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to be called. Alicia Stadler off to a great start for Hastings this season. She draws the personal foul there on Jamie Hofer. That's going to be her first. Now Alicia goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Stadler averaging 21 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. She's an 81% foul shooter. And her shot is up there is good. Stadler is now 32 out of 39 on free throws so far this season. Hastings is a team hitting 67% of their free throw tosses. 9-4, the Broncos back to within 5 points. Here comes the second one, and it is up and in by Stadler. So she puts a pair down through the hole. Hastings back to within 4 points now at 9-5 as the Broncos will attack here defensively. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Here's Vanessa Johnson, goes over to Agan. She hit the three-pointer just a couple of minutes ago. There's Hofer again at the top of the key, comes to the near side. That's going to be Vanessa Johnson. Top of the key to O'Brien, takes it down the left side of the lane. As the pass goes down low to Laura Johnson, her shot no good. Rebounded here by Hofer. Her shot's blocked down by Stadler. Rebound Hofer. Follow shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Kenesha Riley of Hastings. Riley gets the ball ahead, and it's slapped out of bounds. Slapped out of bounds there by Vanessa Johnson. And in the ball game now for Sioux Falls is going to be Elizabeth Hildreth. Elizabeth Hildreth into the ball game now. She is 6'2" and a junior from Norwalk, Iowa. She's going to replace Hofer. 9-5 is the score. Hastings College down by 4 points. We're 4 minutes into the ball game here this afternoon. Hastings working in the half court. Now Brittany Wong over on the wing. They've got to Stadler posted up. They can't get her to the ball, but here's a shot up and in, a three-pointer by Sophia McDermott. McDermott has now buried a couple of threes, and Hastings back within a point. It's 9-8. Down on the baseline, Sioux Falls worked with it. Here's a pass back out on top to Lord Johnson. A shot no good. Ball tapped around right in the hands of Egan. Brings it out to the top of the key. Now to O'Brien. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Spahn, left-handed dribble across the timeline. Comes into the forecourt. Spahn stops at the top of the key. Swings it right side. Now to Brittany Wong. Wong looking. Bounce pass goes inside to Stadler. A little fake. Drives it down to the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Alicia Stadler scores over Hildreth. Alicia now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings comes back with a 10-9 advantage now. Hastings has scored the last 7 points here in the ball game. Laura Johnson with the ball. Lob pass goes inside to Hildreth, and she's going to be hit from behind, and a pushing foul is going to go, I believe, on Alicia Stadler. That'll be the second foul on the stat. Now Alicia Stadler just picked up her second personal foul. That's not good news for the Broncos. We're 4 minutes and 56 seconds into the ball game, and Stadler's got two fouls. Brittany Wong has got two. And Sioux Falls will play things underneath their own basket to the left side. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Quincy King. She's going to replace Brittany Wong. So Quincy King now in the ball game for Hastings. 5'3" and sophomore out of Loveland, Colorado, averaging 4 points and 1.3 rebounds per ball game. Hastings out on top of the score of 10-9. Sioux Falls with the ball here on their offensive end. Chelsea Bax is into the ball game now for Sioux Falls as well. They work the ball inside to Hildreth. Their shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball loose on the baseline, and it's going to be last touch there by Christy Strasburg. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Now the Cougar is going to apply a little pressure back here. Head coach Jeff Dittman told us in the pregame show that Hastings has had some problems bringing the ball up against pressure. We're going to see how they fare here this afternoon. Kenesha Riley with the ball to Brittany Wong. Gets it back into the offensive scoring zone. As they get it to Quincy King, to Sophia McDermott. Wong is out of the ball game. McDermott handles the ball here for Hastings College. Here's a Courtney Spahn, and she has the ball snapped out of her hands, and she lost it out of her hands. A turnover on Hastings. So the second turnover on the Broncos. Hastings with Kenesha Riley and now Quincy King up here. With Sophia McDermott. Also Courtney Spahn in the ball game, as well as Melissa Thompson is into the ball game now. Here's a nice pass down low to Laura Johnson, and her shot is up and in. Brother Raylene Bushow is into the ball game for Hastings for Stadler, who picked up two personal fouls. It's 11-10 now. Hastings trailing by a single point. Here's Kenesha Riley. Her shot is up there. It's going to be an air ball saved here by Sioux Falls, and it's taken down by Hildreth. Hildreth gets the ball ahead now to Laura Johnson. Johnson hustles into the forecourt to Hildreth between the rings. Swings the left side down to Strasburg. Strasburg goes to O'Brien. Her one-handed pass is going to be picked off. Picked off by the Broncos. Coming back the other way. Courtney Spahn, the King. Shot is up and in. A little 10-footer by Quincy King. She hits her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings goes back out on top now. And Sioux Falls wants to call a timeout. 13 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux Falls. We'll take a break for the score. Hastings College 12, Sioux Falls 11.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls this afternoon. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top here in women's college basketball, 12-11. We got the men's game coming up at 6 tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Deep in the left corner, shot by Laura Johnson. No good. Rebounded in the lane there by Strasburg, and she has it slapped out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. Brittany Wong and Alicia Stadler, each with two personal fouls, already in the ball game. Here comes another foul here on Hastings. It's going to go on to Raylene Bushow. Bushow played at Dana last year. She transferred to Hastings after the school closed down. Here's a shot for the baseline, partially deflected. Baxa goes up with a shot. It's partially deflected there by the Broncos. Frankie Peterson, who's just into the ball game, gets the block there for Hastings. 12-11 is the score. Hastings out on top by 1 point. Here's a Frankie Peterson with the ball now at the top of the key. Takes it to the wing on the right side. Lobs it inside now to Bushow. Bushow with a back to the basket. Throws it out to the right side now. As Hastings works with it, that's Yorig is into the ball game now. They feed it inside to Courtney Spahn, and her shot is up and in. So Taz Yorig is also into the ball game now here for Hastings. Yorig is a 5 foot 5 inch freshman out of Sidney, Nebraska. Head coach Jeff Dittman playing a lot of folks here early. Here's a shot by Hildreth. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Misses again. Rebound Hildreth. Throws it out over the far sideline of Johnson. Johnson gets it to Chelsea Baxa. Baxa now to O'Brien at the free throw line. To Baxa down in the corner left side of Johnson. Throws up a three. Bingo. Laura Johnson hits a three-pointer for Sioux Falls. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and we are tied up now at 14 points apiece. 12-15 to play here in the first half. From the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls, here's Frankie Peterson with the ball at the top of the key for Hastings. Frankie looking to get rid of it, finally does. Works it inside to Bushow. She wheels in the lane, has it stripped away. It's picked up in the corner by Hastings. Here's a shot by Quincy King that's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings basketball. Last touchdown there by the Cougars on the baseline. 11:58 to play now in the first half. Hastings and Sioux Falls tied up at 14 points apiece. Broncos will inbound the ball. Here's Quincy King. Baseline right side, underneath their own hoop here. They get it into Frankie Peterson. Peterson goes down in the corner to Quincy King. On the dribble, brings it up high on the block. Cross-court pass goes to Peterson, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is no good, battle for the rebound. Bushow gets it and converts. Goes back up and scores. So Raylene Bushow gets the offensive board and the putback. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 16-14, Hastings by two. Here's a three-pointer put up and in by Baxa. Chelsea Baxa hits a three-pointer from the right side of the lane. And we had our first visit from a player right into the scorer's table. As the ball is deflected out of bounds, they have moved us. In years past, we've been up above here at the Stewart Center. This year, they moved us down on the floor. And before the first 10 minutes gets underway, we have our first Cougar lands in my lap here on press row. So the University of Sioux Falls will stay here on defense. Hastings will play things in. It's a 17-16 ball game. Cougars have a one-point advantage over Hastings. Quincy King has got the ball now for Hastings College. Cammy Bruckman down to the ball game for the first time here this afternoon for Hastings. Bounce pass goes inside to Stadler and a traveling violation. Alicia Stadler drawing a lot of traffic in the lane there. Whistle for the traveling violation. That's the third turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. And now Sophia McDermott comes back into the ball game. She's going to replace Taz Yorick. So Hastings has got Quincy King out there as well as Sophia McDermott. Also Cammy Bruckman in the ball game with Frankie Peterson and Alicia Stadler. All new names for us here for Hastings College women's basketball. Chelsea Baxa has got the ball, drives it to the free throw line, gives it up now to Janessa Otten on the far side of the shot is up and in. Jessica Austin throws up a three-pointer and scores for Sioux Falls. And the Cougars now out to a 20-16 lead over Hastings. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Jeff Dittman calls the timeout. 10 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the first half from the Stewart Center. We'll take a break with a score. Sioux Falls 20, Hastings 16.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boers Floors in Hastings is also your Oreck vacuum cleaner dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Women's college basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings opening up their Great Plains Athletic Conference season here today with this tough game against the University of Sioux Falls, and the Cougars have got the lead 20-16. Hastings working against pressure. They work it inside out of Stadler. She goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, a little bit too hard. It's off of the front iron, and the rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. Hagen gets the rebound, gets the ball ahead down to Austin. Comes into the forecourt, throws into the near side, and a three-pointer by Chelsea Baxter is up and in. Baxter has hit a couple of three-pointers here in this first half. She's got 6 points, and Sioux Falls now out to a 23-16 advantage. Sioux Falls turning up the pressure a little bit defensively now. They're all over the Broncos. Tammy Breckman comes over here now to Frankie Peterson. Takes the ball down to the baseline, and we got a foul called. It's going to go on Vanessa Johnson. She was guarding the Broncos a little bit too closely that time. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Cougars. Non-shooting situation. So Hastings College will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. McDermott gets the ball in now to Alicia Stadler. Down to Quincy King. Down in the corner. With the ball is Sophia McDermott. Works it inside. Down to Stadler. Off balance shot. It's up and in. Alicia Stadler with a couple of field goals and a couple of free throws in the ball game. She's got 6 points. Hastings back within five now at 23-18. 9:50 to play here in the first half. Here's Chelsea Baxter with the ball now for Sioux Falls. Goes over in the wing to Egan. Takes it down on the baseline. Here's a shot. It's going to be no good by Hofer. And the ball is ripped out of there by Alicia Stadler. Takes it away from Hofer. Gets the ball ahead now to Sophia McDermott. Sophia goes back inside to Stadler. She grabs it, shoots, and scores. Alicia Stadler now with 8 points in the ball game. Broncos back to within 3 points. 23-20, Sioux Falls has got the lead. Right side, here's Vanessa Johnson down the near sideline. Nice no-look pass goes inside to Hofer. Her turnaround jumper is no good. Rebound Stadler. Her pass is deflected by Hofer. Hofer has got it now for Sioux Falls and the Broncos turnover. Vanessa Johnson goes over on the right side of Baxa. Works it back inside the lane to Hofer. Wheels. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good over Stadler. Alicia grabs the rebound. Gets the ball ahead now to Sophia McDermott. Sophia hustles into the forecourt. Stomps out here in three-point range. Cammie Bruckman goes over to Frankie Peterson. Back out on top now to Quincy King. Over on the right side is Sophia McDermott. Free throw line extended. Working over there against the Baxa. McDermott still on the dribble. Bounce pass goes inside to Stadler. And we got a traveling violation on Alicia. Working against Hofer inside, she gets whistled for her second traveling violation in the paint there. That's five turnovers on Hastings. The Broncos averaged 22 on the season. 8 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos are trailing Sioux Falls by a score of 23-20. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Raylene Bushow. Coming out will be Stadler. So Bushow back in there for Hastings. 5'11" and senior out of Blue Hill. Played last year at Dana College. Here's Sioux Falls with the ball. Chelsea Baxter has got it now at the top of the key. Comes out to Austin. Back to the right side. Here's Baxter. Another three-pointer has put up and in. She has knocked down 3 three-pointers here in the first half. She's been hitting only 30% of her three-pointers all season long. She's knocked down 3 here in the first half. And Sioux Falls has got a 26-20 lead over Hastings. Frankie Peterson goes cross-court down to McDermott. Her shot for 3 is up and in. Sophia McDermott has hit 3 three-pointers. She's been hitting 44% of her trays this year. Hastings is a team at 38%. McDermott's got 3 of them already here in this first half. 26-23. They work it back inside. The shot is up and in by Hildreth, and she's fouled into play. The shot is good by Hildreth, and a foul is going to go on Bushow for Hastings. That's going to be her second. So now Wong has got 2. Bushow has got 2. Alicia Stadler with 2. Going to the free throw line will be Hildreth. She's a 37% foul shooter this year. 3 out of 8 from the free throw line, and she knocks that one down. So a 3-point play. Sioux Falls is out to a 29-23 advantage over Hastings. The biggest lead for Sioux Falls here in the first half has been 7 points at 23-16. Hastings with the ball. Frankie Peterson goes cross court now to Sophia McDermott. Dribbles once, comes out now to Peterson at the top of the key. Frankie holds the ball, looks inside, nothing there. Goes over on the right side now to Courtney Spahn, who's back into the ball game. Spahn in the wing. Circles around to the free throw line. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a three-pointer by McDermott. It's going to be no good. The ball is poked out of the hands of Bushow, but they give the ball to Sioux Falls. The Broncos were the last to touch it, and Sioux Falls will come back the other direction. 7:21 to play. Women's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We've got the men's game coming up at 6 here from Sioux Falls. Cougars working with it on their offensive end. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Right side is Austin. Goes cross court. They get it to Baxa. Another 3 is up there. That one's going to be too strong. Ball being poked around on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and they give it to Hastings. Last touch by Hildreth. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Taz Yorick. So Taz Yorick into the ball game now. She is a 5'5" freshman out of Sidney, Nebraska. Also coming back in there for Hastings will be Kenesha Riley. Jeff Dittman said he'll play between 11 and 12 girls in this ball game today. Bailey O'Brien comes back in now for the University of Sioux Falls. Also checking back in there will be Holly Egan, 7 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the first half. 29-23 the score. Hastings looking for a conference win here in their conference opener. Sioux Falls is undefeated on the season. They did lose an exhibition game against Augustana the other night, but they have won 4 games here to start the year. Hastings currently at 4-3. Hastings working with it in their offensive end. Here's a Yorick driving the ball inside, loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. There's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Turnover number 6 on the Broncos here this afternoon. Sioux Falls will come back the other direction. Sioux Falls out on top by 6 points already here in this ball game, 29-23. Back for the ball is Vanessa Johnson. Hastings stays in the man-to-man. They go over on the wing on the right side to Laura Johnson. Johnson now to Hildreth. Out the other 10-second line to Egan. Drops the ball down low. Bailey O'Brien is double-teamed, and now she's whistled for the traveling violation. O'Brien had it just to the left of the basket there. As she posted up left side of the lane, they got her the ball, and then she's whistled for the traveling violation. Second turnover on the Sioux Falls Cougars here this afternoon. Hastings with the basketball now. Here's Sophia McDermott. Sioux Falls playing their man-to-man defense here this afternoon. Far sideline is a Yorick. Ball high above her head. Sends it down in the corner. Kenesha Riley drives the baseline, and she's called for stepping on the end line. She knocks down Vanessa Johnson, but she's called for being out of bounds. Another turnover on Hastings. That's the 7th turnover of the ball game of the Broncos. 29-23. Sioux Falls out on top. Right now, the pace definitely in favor of Sioux Falls. This is a team averaging 63 points per ball game. The Broncos want to get up and down the floor a little bit. They average 81 points per contest. Here's Bailey O'Brien with the ball. Goes inside to Hildreth. Grabs it. Goes up. Her shot's going to be no good. Hits the bottom side of the board. And a rebound comes down to Yorick for Hastings. Leaves it now to Sophia McDermott. Brings it into the offensive zone. McDermott trying to penetrate. Cut off nicely there. Comes out to Courtney Spahn. Now inside to Bushout. Double team. Sends it down in the corner. On the left side to Yorick. Back inside to Bushout. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Laura Johnson for Sioux Falls. Gets the ball hit down to Johnson. Down in the corner. Three-pointer. Put up there and in. Holly Egan hits the three. She's knocked down a couple of threes. I'll tell you what. Sioux Falls, they're not afraid to throw up the tray. 32-23, the biggest lead of the ball game now for Sioux Falls with 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play. And now another traveling violation on Hastings, and Yorick has problems there. 7-8, 3-pointers already for Sioux Falls here in this ball game, and now the Cougars will come back the other direction. Brittany Wong comes back into the ball game for Hastings. Yorick will go out. So 8 3-pointers for the University of Sioux Falls so far in the ballgame. They got a couple of free throws. They've knocked down the 3 2-point field goals. They worked the ball inside again to Hofer. Shot is up and in. Jamie Hofer now with 6 points in the ballgame. Sioux Falls leading Hastings by the score of 34-23. 5:05 to play here in the first half from the Stewart Center. Hastings back in their offensive end. Sophia McDermott with the ball. Now to Kenesha Riley. Kenesha comes over here on the wing and the left side to Courtney Spahn. Top of the key to Brittany Wong. Drives it, gives it up, comes into the corner now to Courtney Spahn. Dribbles in the paint, and a pushing violation is going to be called here on Sioux Falls. A personal foul here. Going to go on the Cougars. It's going to go Bailey O'Brien. That's going to be her first. As team foul, number 3 on the Cougars. So no free throws here for Hastings. Broncos will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. McDermott with the ball. Tries to go inside. It's off of the fingertips of Spahn. And the ball is taken out of there by Laura Johnson. Johnson drives the ball. The holder shot is up there. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Follows and scores. Laura Johnson now has 7 points in the ballgame. 36-23. The University of Sioux Falls leading Hastings College in women's basketball by 13. Here's a Kenesha Riley with the ball. Kenesha comes out to Sophia McDermott. Sophia driving the ball to the top of the key. Backs up. Takes a look at the three-pointer, passes it up, goes to Kenesha Riley. She drives inside, the ball is slapped away and is picked up here by Sioux Falls. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. Coming back the other way as Strasburg goes down in the corner, left side to O'Brien. Her shot for three, rattles off with her, no good. Rebound comes down to Sophia McDermott. She hits back the other way and a foul is going to be called here on Sioux Falls. McDermott trying to get up and run with it there, and she is hit from behind, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Strasburg of Sioux Falls. That's going to be her first personal. Team foul number 4 on the Cougars. 4 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the first half from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls. The Cougars down on top of Hastings this afternoon by a score of 36-23. So Hastings with the ball back to their offensive end. Here's Sophia McDermott with it now. She's going to throw up a three-pointer. It's up and in. Nice shot there by Sophia McDermott. She has got 4 3-pointers in the contest. Laura Zwiener now into the ball game for Hastings College. She's a big girl, 6'4", a freshman out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. 36-26, Hastings down by 10 points. They work it inside here to Strasburg. Now to Hofer, and that's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Sioux Falls ball. So the Cougars will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bailey Bauman with the ball looking to play things in, and now a 5-second violation is called. Good defense there by Hastings as Bailey had a tough time inbounding the ball and never did. A turnover there on the Cougars, so Hastings College will come back the other direction. And again, Sioux Falls will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Tanisha Riley brings it into the offensive zone in the triple. Goes over here to McDermott. McDermott goes down in the corner to the right side to Brittany Wong. Double team, and now a traveling violation is called on Wong. And she tried to dribble between a couple of defenders there. Fell down with the basketball. Has whistled for a traveling violation. That's 12 turnovers on Hastings College here in the first half. 36-26. The Cougars are out on top of Hastings here this afternoon. Strasburg has got the ball now for the Cougars in the offensive zone. Delora Johnson. Johnson comes out near the 10-second line to O'Brien. Bounce pass goes inside to Hofer. Back outside to Strasburg. Shot for three is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It's on the baseline. And last touch by Hastings. It goes out of bounds. Tanisha Riley tried to grab it there but couldn't do it. Chelsea Baxter comes back into the ball game now for Sioux Falls. She's nailed 3 3-pointers here in the first half. She will check in. Strasburg comes out. Sioux Falls with a lead with 2:56 to play. Here in the first half, it's 36-26. Cougars with the advantage over the Broncos. Sioux Falls will inbound. They get it to Hofer right at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Sioux Falls came down with it, but they're out of bounds. Chelsea Baxter got the rebound there for Sioux Falls, but was standing on the end line. So the Cougars give it up here in Hastings College. But now bring things up here in backcourt. Pressure here. Here's Sophia McDermott. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Sioux Falls drops back into man-to-man defense. Wiener has got the ball. Now top of the key to Courtney Spahn. Spahn comes over here to Kenesha Riley. Out to Sophia McDermott. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Top of the right side, and the rebound comes down to Vanessa Johnson. Johnson bounce pass near side. They get it to Laura Johnson. Picked up there by Kenesha Riley. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Sophia McDermott. Now she's trapped in the corner. Sophia, now we got a timeout call. She's trapped in the... Jeff Dittman pops up off the bench to save the possession here and calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half from the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls. We'll take a break with a score. The Cougars 36, the Broncos 26.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The women's game during halftime. Men's game coming up at 6 o'clock here tonight. We'll have both contests here on 1230 KHAS. Sioux Falls 36, Hastings 26. Broncos with the ball following the timeout from head coach Jeff Dittman. Here's Kenesha Riley driving down the lane. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up as it's stripped away. Ball is loose in the baseline. Jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:57 to play here in the first half. Sophia McDermott will inbound the ball for Hastings. Sophia looking, finally gets it into Kenesha Riley. Kenesha dribbles once, goes down to Courtney Spahn. Now to Kenesha Riley, free throw line extended left side. Over to Brittany Wong. She drives the ball inside. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hofer. Hofer gets the ball now to Vanessa Johnson. Johnson for Sioux Falls. Here on the near sideline, out to Hofer. Dribbles inside, sends a pass down low, and it's going to be right through the fingertips of Laura Johnson out of bounds. And now Sioux Falls has got the ball back. Here's a shot put up there by Hofer. They saved it from going out of bounds, evidently. Hofer misses his shot. Now Kenesha Riley comes back the other way for Hastings. Misses the way up, and the rebound comes down to Bailey O'Brien. It's like a hockey match. We're back the other way. Bailey O'Brien comes down here to Laura Johnson. Johnson now to Bailey O'Brien. Goes down in the corner on the left side to Chelsea Baxa. Baxa back out in three-point territory. A three-pointer put up there and in. Laura Johnson hits the tray. She has got 10 points in the ball game, and that matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Sioux Falls. It's 39-26 with 53 seconds to play here in this first half. Kenesha Riley with the ball on the wing. Kenesha picks up the dribble, takes a look at the three, sends it over on the far side now to Sophia McDermott. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Courtney Spahn, works it inside to Zwiener. Now kicks it out on the wing on the right side of McDermott. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hofer. Hofer gets the ball now in the hands of Laura Johnson, and she'll walk things up here. We've got about a three-second differential now between the shot clock and the game clock. We're down to 22 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing by 13 points. Here's Chelsea Baxter with the ball now for Sioux Falls. Comes out on top to O'Brien, dribbles down the lane, puts up a spinning move shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's McDermott with the ball across the midcourt stripe. Hesitates, now drives it to the right side. Gives it to Courtney Spahn, 4-3, shot no good. Rebound Hofer, and that's the first half. So Sioux Falls raining three-pointers here in the basketball game so far this afternoon. And at halftime, Hastings College is trailing the University of Sioux Falls in women's college basketball. It is Sioux Falls 39, Hastings 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back with the Stewart Center. Hastings College trailing in the basketball game here at halftime. The score is 39-26. Broncos had a lead back there at 12-11. That was with about 7 minutes gone here in the first half. We were tied up at 14. And Sioux Falls outscored Hastings 9-2. They'll take a 23-16 advantage. They eventually got out to a 9-point lead at 32-23 with 5:25 to go here in the first half. Their biggest lead has been 13. It was 36-23, and now it's 39-26 at halftime as Sioux Falls has got the lead over Hastings here this afternoon. Sioux Falls with 8 three-pointers in the first half of play. Check that, 9 three-pointers as we went for the official stats to come in here. 9 three-pointers for Sioux Falls in the first half of play. And leading the way is Laura Johnson. She has got 10 points. She has knocked down 3 two-pointers. And she's got a 2-point field goal as well. Laura Johnson leading the way with 10 points so far for Sioux Falls. 9 points for Chelsea Baxa. She has got 3 three-pointers. 6 points for Jamie Hofer. She's got a 3 and a 2, and she's 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 6 points also for Holly Egan. She has knocked down 2 three-pointers. Also scoring for Sioux Falls in the first half, Jessica Austin. She has got a 3-pointer for 3 points. Elizabeth Hildreth has got a field goal, and she is 1 of 1 from the free throw line for 3. And Bailey O'Brien has hit a field goal for 2. Sioux Falls, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here in the first half. They've got unofficially 5 turnovers in a basketball game. Hastings has relied on the outside shooting of Sophia McDermott and the inside play of Alicia Stadler, but Alicia picked up a couple of quick personal fouls here in the ball game, has not played a whole lot in the first 20 minutes. Sophia McDermott has got 12 points, all in three-pointers. Alicia Stadler scored three field goals and hit a couple of free throws. He's got 8 points here in the first half. Other than that, Quincy King has got a field goal for two. Courtney Spahn has got a field goal for two. And Raylene Bushow has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings already with 12 turnovers in the ball game, and they are two out of two from the free throw line. But the Broncos trailing here in the first half of play. It is 39-26. Sioux Falls has got the lead. Again, from the scoreboard this afternoon, in the opening round of the NAIA National Championship Series for football, both GPAC teams that were invited won today in the opening round. Morningside knocked off Dickinson State of North Dakota 38-17, and the University of Sioux Falls Cougars beat Northwestern Oklahoma State here in Sioux Falls today by a score of 33-14. The Hastings College men's soccer team won in the opening round of the national tournament today as they beat Missouri Valley out of Lloyd Wilson Field. The score is 3-0. And the women's game between Hastings and Olivet Nazarene will get started at 5 o'clock this afternoon on the Hastings College campus. Basketball going on today. Morningside is playing down in Seward against Concordia. That's a men's women's basketball doubleheader. We've got Dort playing at Dakota Wesleyan in a doubleheader today. Northwestern is at Doan in a men's women's basketball doubleheader. We got a men's game going on between Briarcliff and Midland today. The Briarcliff women are playing against Southwestern of Kansas today. Nebraska Wesleyan has got a non-conference game with Webster University on the slate here for today. So that brings you up to date on all the action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We are at halftime here with a score. Sioux Falls out on top of Hastings by the score of 39-26. Coming up at halftime of our Bronco broadcast again this year, we'll check in on the Scholar Athlete of the Week. And we got Hastings College Spotlight as we zero in on some of the other activities going on the Hastings College campus. That's all straight ahead. Again, our score at halftime, Sioux Falls 39, Hastings 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, committed to compassionate care.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered T&Ls you've been looking at.
For a need-free T&L pivot system, call your T&L dealer today.
Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
KHAS 1230 is proud to recognize Travis Brown as our KHAS 1230 Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week. Travis is a junior at Hastings College from Fremont, Nebraska, majoring in business administration and economics. Travis holds a 3.4 GPA. Travis was a wide receiver for the Hastings College Broncos. He played in his freshman year, started half his sophomore year, and was the starting wide receiver this year with 10 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown before being injured in the sixth game of the season. Travis is on an academic scholarship at Hastings College, plays intramural basketball and sand volleyball, and is thinking about joining a fraternity. He enjoys watching the TV show The Office and enjoys a little bit of video games as well as hanging with friends. Congratulations to Travis Brown, this week's KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. The KHAS Scholar Athlete is presented each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
For today's Hastings College Spotlight Show, we decided to focus a little bit on Homeless and Hunger Awareness Week, and KHS Radio's Tyler Maffett caught up with Gene Harriet to talk about some of the activities that went on during the week for Hastings College to promote Homeless and Hunger Awareness Week.
We received word that at the end of this week and next week, you're having Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we have a number of events scheduled with the aim of raising awareness about the needs of hunger worldwide and in our community, as well as the issues around homelessness.
Okay, what do you hope students are going to get out of the week?
We hope that students will learn more about the inequality that is present in our world. We tend to think that whatever we have been around all the time is just normal, but that is not the case when you look at the worldwide distribution of food. Americans as a whole tend to have much more access to food than some other parts of the world. We're wealthy, very wealthy. 15% of the world is like us. The other 85% is not.
Okay, so I see one of your solutions to this is writing letters to policymakers. Has that returned positive results in the past?
We have done this for several years now. It's difficult to say for sure exactly how the results map out, but we participate in much wider campaigns. So we join with an organization called Bread for the World, and Bread for the World is an advocacy group that has churches all over the U.S. They'll pick a particular issue like funding more for school lunches, and they will talk with congregations across the country, and congregational members will do an offering of letters. So what Hastings College is participating in is a much, much wider appeal. And letters to Congress people do work in terms of they look at how many they get, they look at whether they're handwritten or not, they look at the number of emails. I've talked with congresspeople about that several times on Capitol Hill.
Are people in the community of Hastings encouraged to come to some of the events on campus?
Yes, they are. They are definitely encouraged to come to the Hunger Banquet, which is on Monday night at the Student Union from 6 to 8 p.m., we have students talking about some of the same things that I just talked about, but this will be graphically represented because you will draw an assignment when you come in, and if you draw food from the wealthy nations, you will be seated at a table and get a full meal with, you know, all the trimmings. But that's only about 15% of the people. Other people will represent the world's really poor, and they will be seated on the floor with a bowl of rice. And people who have slightly more will be seated in chairs with some rice and beans. So that is a graphic illustration of what the food distribution is in the world. And then we also have coming Tom Schick from Catholic Social Services, who will talk about what is going on in the Hastings area.
You talk about how graphic or, you know, maybe controversial is the right word to use about your hunger banquet. Have you found that this maybe perhaps strikes some more interest or strikes interest of people who may not have been interested before?
Yes, it definitely does. Some of the other activities, we're doing a lot of education and a lot of advocacy, but we're also doing work that actually feeds the hungry. So on Friday, there will be a hands-on activity where students pack meals with Kids Against Hunger, and that is dried foods that will be shipped. Right now, Kids Against Hunger is shipping a lot of food to Haiti as a result of their earthquake and the most recent hurricane that sort of bypassed but did a lot of damage anyway. So they'll be doing that. And then also on Wednesday, they are hosting a chapel worship service so that people can think about, you know, sort of the faith components of this, because, you know, Jesus didn't say, you know, sit on your hands and don't care for people. So we'll be talking, you know, thinking about this from a worship and a faith perspective. And then during the lunch hour, students will pack probably 1,200 meals to feed people in the Hastings area.
Once again, that was KHS Radio's Tyler Maffitt talking with Gene Harriet about Homeless and Hunger Awareness Week. Just a reminder, each game day here on the Hastings College Spotlight, we'll take a look at what's going on across Hastings College and give you the inside scoop as life as a Bronco. Coming up after the break, it's second half action. Hastings College basketball right here on 1230 KHS Radio.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Bonds Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Bonds Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Bonds Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Bonds Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
KHAS.
All right, welcome back to the Stewart Center. We're in Sioux Falls here this afternoon. Hastings College women's basketball in 1230 KHAS. Sioux Falls has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 39-26. As play is underway now here in the second half, Hastings has the opening possession. Alicia Stadler comes out on top now to Sophia McDermott. McDermott takes to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes back inside to Stadler. Goes up, her shot is good, and she's fouled into play. Alicia Stadler scores for Hastings. Stadler now with 10 points in the basketball game, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jamie Hofer of Sioux Falls. That's going to be her second. So Alicia Stadler goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. It's 39-28, and her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. But the rebound comes down to a Kenesha Riley for Hastings. So Riley keeps it alive, comes out to McDermott. McDermott down to Courtney Spahn at the top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane. Gives it up now to a Quincy King, rather to a Brittany Wong, who gets the start here in the second half. Down low, a shot is up and in. That's going to be a Courtney Spahn. Spahn scores just left of the basket there, so Hastings has a big possession, and they're back to within 9 points at 39-30. Here's Sioux Falls with the ball. They get the ball down low to Hofer. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled into play. Hofer is fouled into play by Alicia Stadler, and that's big news for Hastings and big trouble for the Broncos. That's going to be the third foul now on Alicia Stadler. We got 18 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Jamie Hofer goes to the free throw line now for Sioux Falls. She has got 8 points in the basketball game, 41-30. Sioux Falls has got the lead over Hastings, and a shot from the line is up and in, so a three-point play there for Jamie Hofer. The Broncos are down by 12 points. 42-30 is the score. Hastings, the team, has been averaging 81 points per ball game through their first seven. Here's Kenesha Riley behind a screen from Stadler. Now Stadler rolls down the lane. They can't get her the ball. Kenesha Riley finally gets it inside to Stadler. Stadler dribbles once, and a traveling violation is called on Alicia. The Broncos be plagued by turnovers so far in this basketball game. I got them now with 13 turnovers in the contest. Hastings hit only 35% from the field in the first half. They were 10 out of 28, 4 out of 10 on three-pointers. For 40%, they were 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Sioux Falls hit 41% from the field, 69% from three-point territory. They were 9 of 13 and 66% from the free-throw line. Driving down the lane, a little scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Egan. Ball is loose. It's picked up here by Sioux Falls as Strasburg has got it back out to Egan. Her shot for three, good. Holly Egan hits her third three-pointer of the ball game. That's the 10th three that Sioux Falls has put up today. And Sioux Falls now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 45-30. Hastings has the ball knocked out of their hands, out of bounds into the scorers table. So the Broncos in big trouble here. 17:45 to play in the basketball game. Hastings is trailing 45-30. Broncos will play things in off of the near side. Courtney Spahn has got the ball. Over to Frankie Peterson, who's into the ball game. Now to Brittany Wong, comes across the top to McDermott. Now near side to Spahn. Her shot for three is up and in. Courtney Spahn scores here for Hastings. She's now got 7 points. She had 29 earlier this season in the ball game against Mayville State. 45-33. Hastings down by a dozen. Sioux Falls has got the ball. Holly Egan goes on a high post now to a Jamie Hofer. Moves to her left, fires up a shot, no good. Rebound, Frankie Peterson. Peterson to Spahn, down to McDermott. Here come the Broncos now, trailing by 12 points, 45-33. Courtney Spahn out here in three-point territory to Frankie Peterson now, top of the key. Frankie holds it up high, comes over to Courtney Spahn on the right side, pounds it inside to Stadler, spins one way, then the other, puts up a shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Holly Egan now for Sioux Falls, down the right sideline. With it now for the Cougars will be Strasburg, comes back out on top to Egan. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball swatted around in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Sioux Falls. It's going to go on Strasburg. That's going to be your second. Team foul number two on the Cougars here in this first half of play. Actually, second half of play. 16:45 to play in the contest. Hastings is down 45-33. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Frankie Peterson with the ball. Gets it back there to Brittany Wong. Wong will bring things up across the timeline. Right-handed dribble, splits a couple of defenders. Goes down in the corner now to Peterson. Out on top to Quincy King. Dribble penetration. Her pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by O'Brien. That's turnover number 14 on Hastings here in the ball game. Egan with the ball. Pounds it back inside. A shot is up there. Still getting the foul is called. They get the ball down low to Hildreth, and she is fouled in a play there by the Broncos. They're going to the free throw line now. Will be Elizabeth Hildreth for Sioux Falls. She's got 3 points in the basketball game. The foul goes on Zwiener. That's going to be her first personal foul. And a shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So Hildreth misses on the free throw opportunity. She's now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Here comes the second shot. It's up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. 45-33 is the score. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Courtney Spahn has got it. Right side of the lane, dribbles into the paint. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Nice block there by O'Brien. Ball's going to be recovered here by Sioux Falls to Strasburg. Strasburg gets the ball down the floor to Baxton. She lays it in. Chelsea Baxton scores. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Sioux Falls now leading by 14 points. It's 47-33. Just under 16 minutes to play now. Courtney Spahn with the ball. Spahn goes to Quincy King. King out to Melissa, rather to Frankie Peterson. Back to King now here on the right sideline, right in front of the Bronco bench into Zwiener. The Pleasanton freshman puts it up there. The shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. Bailey O'Brien has got the ball. Sure, runner back the other way. All the way to the Hooper. Shot no good. Rebound Zwiener for Hastings. Zwiener gets the ball to the far sideline. Quincy King has got it. Back into the offensive zone. King looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes around the screen. Now gives the ball to Courtney Spahn. Spahn now to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbles into traffic there, loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up by Sioux Falls. Turnover number 15 on Hastings College. Here's Bailey O'Brien with the ball now. O'Brien comes over here to Strasburg. Back to O'Brien out in three-point territory. Gets away, dribbles to the elbow. Left side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Hildreth, follow shot, no good, and she's hacked on the arm. Hildreth goes back to the free-throw line now for Sioux Falls. Personal foul whistle on Hastings, down low, inside. Foul's going to go on Spahn. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in the second half of play. And Hildreth goes back to the free throw line now for Sioux Falls. 3 points in the basketball game. Hershon is up there. That one is around the rim twice and down through the hole. Hildreth, a 37% foul shooter on the season. Zwiener goes out. Spahn is going to come out now for Hastings. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Sioux Falls has built a 15-point lead here in the second half. 15 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Sioux Falls 48, Hastings 33.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
All right, as we come back, Elizabeth Hildreth hits her second free throw. She has now got 5 points in the ball game, and Sioux Falls is now out to a 16-point lead over Hastings. It is 49-33. Now the Broncos lose the ball again, but they get it right back here as it goes out of bounds. Sioux Falls tipped it away from Frankie Peterson, but then the Cougars lost it out of bounds, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket to get it in. Stadler shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler out for the inbound. Nice pass there. Inbounding the ball from Sophia McDermott. Alicia Stadler now with 12 points in the basketball game for Hastings. The Broncos trying to battle back here in the second half. 49-35 driving for the hole. A shot is up there by Strasburg. No good. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Stadler gets it away now to McDermott. McDermott down the near sideline. Gets it to the top of the key to Melissa Thompson, who's into the ball game for the first time for Hastings. Out of Quincy King at the top of the circle. King looks, goes to Stadler, left side of the lane. Alicia dribbles with the ball and has it slapped away. It is picked up here by Sioux Falls. That's turnover number 16 on Hastings. Vanessa Johnson comes over to Laura Johnson now. Johnson on the wing on the left side, back out on top to Baxa. Baxa now to Vanessa Johnson, gives it up. Strasburg nearly lost it. Now she does, it is slapped out of her hands, out of bounds. McDermott over there defensively for Hastings. Jessica Austin comes into the ball game now for Sioux Falls, replacing Chrissy Strasburg. 14:06 to play here in the basketball game, 49-35. Hastings down by 14 points. Jessica Austin has got the ball now for Sioux Falls. Hastings still under man-to-man defense. Right side, Vanessa Johnson has got it now. To Laura Johnson, moves it back to Austin on the wing. Sends a pass inside to Hofer. Shot over Stadler is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McDermott of Hastings. Sophia runs her back the other way. Stops here at the top of the three-point circle. Moves to her left. Gives the ball away now to Melissa Thompson. Thompson now to Frankie Peterson. 25 feet away from the basket out here in three-point territory. Now to Sophia McDermott. Sioux Falls still in the man-to-man defense. McDermott dribbles to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside. That's a Stadler the ball. Throws up a shot. It's up and in. Alicia Stadler scores for Hastings. She's got 14 points in the ball game. Broncos down by 12. Running, shooting, and scoring is going to be Vanessa Johnson, and she's fouled into play. Johnson comes sliding in there from the right sideline, takes the ball right to the hole, and she is fouled into play by the Broncos. Frankie Peterson picks up the foul for Hastings. First foul on Peterson. Going to the free throw line will be Vanessa Johnson. That was her first field goal of the ball game. She's a 55% foul shooter. Her shot is up and in. A three-point play. Sioux Falls again back out to a 15-point lead. Their largest lead has been 16 at 49-33. We're down to 13 minutes to play now. Hastings having problems with it. Frankie Peterson is going to be tied up here in backcourt. Broncos having a problem here bringing the ball up the floor against the Sioux Falls pressure. Frankie Peterson fell down with it on the far sideline. It was tied up in the play. Jeff Dittman goes to the bench again. Kenesha Riley comes back into the contest now for Hastings. Taz Yorig also comes back in there. Sophia McDermott looking the inbound. She does to Kenesha Riley. Kenesha gets it back to Sophia McDermott. Broncos are down 52-37. They're on the road in the conference opener. Alicia Stadler on the high post. Gets it out here in three-point territory to Melissa Thompson. Thompson out of McDermott. Again, back down low. That's Alicia with the ball. Spins. Her shot is up there. It's off of the rim. No good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot is up and in. Alicia may have got away with one right there. She was all over The Sioux Falls defender inside. Stabler now with 16 in the ball game. Here's a three back the other way and dump it in. Laura Johnson hits the three ball from deep in the left corner. She has got 13. And it's now 55-39. Hastings again trailing by 16 points. Now we got a whistle coming back the other way as the Broncos were driving the ball into the hole there. So Hastings down by 16 points. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Sioux Falls. Foul is going to go on Chelsea Baxa of Sioux Falls. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Cougars here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. 12:29 to play. Hastings trailing Sioux Falls 55-39. Alicia Stadler with it now. Comes out to Kenesha Riley. Down in the corner, McDermott. Bounce pass inside to Stadler. Nearly lost it. Alicia gets it under control. Back outside to Yorick. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a defensive rebound by Chelsea Baxa. Long pass ahead to Vanessa Johnson. Johnson to Austin between the rings. Austin goes right side, right through the fingertips of Ward. Johnson out of bounds. Turnover number six on the Cougars here in the basketball game. Hastings will get the ball now with 12:08 remaining in the ball game. 55-39. Sioux Falls with a lead. Cougars led at halftime 39-26. Back with the ball for Hastings now is going to be Sophia McDermott. She'll bring it up against Jessica Austin of Sioux Falls. Here's a pass over to Yorick. Taz has got the ball, gets away, dribbles inside the ring. Bounce pass goes down low to Stadler. Contact made, and the foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Stadler, and that's going to be four fouls now on Alicia Stadler. And the Broncos in a world of hurt right now, as Alicia Stadler, the leading scorer, leading rebounder in the conference, will have to come to the sideline with four personal fouls, still with 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Raylene Bushow from Blue Hill and the former Dana College Viking will come back out for Alicia Stadler, who's going to get some time on the bench now. Here's a shot from deep in the left corner by Austin for three. It's going to be no good. The ball battered around down on the baseline. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. Jump ball is going to be called. The arrow pointing in favor of, well, let's see, they pointed the Broncos' way the first time, and now they're going to say, nope, Sioux Falls. So the Cougars will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 11:32 to play in the ball game. Hastings down 55-39. Here's a pass inside, a shot up and in. That was too easy. Laura Johnson gets the field goal. She's now got 15 points for the Cougars. 57-39. The Broncos down by 18 points here in the conference opener. It's a Kenesha Riley with the ball on the far sideline. Kenesha looking to penetrate. Takes it to the free throw line. Stops right there with her back to the basket. Comes out to Taz Yorick. Yorick dribbling with the ball right to left across the top of the key. Now to Sophia McDermott. McDermott looking to penetrate. Can't do it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds on the shot clock. She tries inside. The shot is going to be blocked down and a shot clock violation. A shot clock violation on the Broncos. So good defense there by the University of Sioux Falls. And now the Cougars will come back the other direction, leading 57-39. 10:50 to play here in the ball game. Here's Laura Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes to the left wing now to Vanessa Johnson. Pounds it down low to Hofer, and she's fouling the play. Well, the Cougars just attacking down low, deep in the lane there. And Hastings foul after foul down low. There's a personal call on Bushow. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings, rather for Sioux Falls, will be Jamie Hofer. So Hofer goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. She is now 2 out of 4 for the free throw line here tonight. She's got 7 points, actually 9 points in the ballgame. 64% foul shooter on the season. Sioux Falls leading 57-39. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Bushow. Bushow has got it now for Hastings College. Here's McDermott with the ball for the Broncos. Sophia goes over on the wing on the left side to Courtney Spahn, who's back into the ball game. Courtney comes out now to Yorick. That is Sophia McDermott. Sophia stops and pops from three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Baxa. Baxa has got it now for Sioux Falls to Jessica Austin. Down in the corner. Cougars have got it. They work it back around. Top of the key. Baxa for three. Off the back iron. No good. Ball tapped around by Kenesha Riley. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Riley. Kenesha was battling for the ball there against the Jamie Hofer, and Kenesha was the last to touch it. So Sioux Falls will play things in. 10:09 to play here in the contest, 57-39. Broncos down by 18 points. Austin works it back inside to Johnson, who shot is up and in. Vanessa Johnson scores. She has got 5 points in the basketball game, And Sioux Falls has got a 20-point lead over Hastings. It is 59-39 with 9:55 to play here in the contest. Hastings back on their offensive end, looking for a spark here. Yorick, bounce pass down low. Here's a shot by Spahn that's going to be no good. The Broncos not shooting the ball well. Courtney Spahn misses that one from point-blank range right underneath the basket. 59-39, the Cougars out on top by 20 points here in the ballgame. Here's Hildreth with the ball, works it back around the left side to Baxa. Pounds it inside to Hildreth. She just powers the baseline. Her shot is up and in over Bushow. Elizabeth Hildreth now with 7 points in the ballgame. 61-39, and Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. The Cougars blowing the Broncos out of here in the conference opener for both of these teams. 9 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the basketball game at Sioux Falls, 61, Hastings 39.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boers Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball coming your way today on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Wow. I did not expect this here today. Sioux Falls 61, Hastings 39. Women's college basketball in the conference opener for both teams. Sioux Falls came in 4-0 on the season. They lost an exhibition game to Augustana the other day. That did not count in their regular season standings. But they're 4-0 on the season. Hastings came in at 4-3, but the Broncos have faced already four ranked opponents on the season. They have not shot the ball real well here today. The Hastings already with 17 turnovers in the ballgame. We're just now halfway through the second half. Broncos down by a bunch here, 61-39, as they come back out of their offensive end. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball, looking to penetrate. Now stops. Bounce pass goes back inside to Stadler, who's going to play with four personal fouls. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. She draws the personal foul on Hildreth. That's going to be the first foul on Hildreth, so Alicia will be back in there with four personal fouls. She's got 16 points in the ball game. She's averaging 21 in the season. 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and now she's 2 of 4. She misses this one. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS between Hastings and Sioux Falls, so stay with us. Second shot is up there. It is good. So Stadler now with 17 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 21. 61-40 is the score. Here's Jessica Austin looking to penetrate. Another foul is going to be called. This foul is going to be an offensive foul on Hildreth, setting a screen over here on this side. An illegal screen. So she's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on the Cougars. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. 61-40, Sioux Falls with the lead. Courtney Spahn with the ball, brings it up against pressure, gets it into the offensive zone. Gets it into the hands of Sophia McDermott. Starts off left, then right. She's cut off nicely there defensively by Austin. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Sophia takes it to the free throw line. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Yorick. Her shot's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Hildreth. Hildreth gets it into the hands now of Jessica Austin. Here come the Cougars. Now to Hildreth, top of the key. Swings it left side now to Agan. Drives it down to the baseline. Shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is going to be called. Frankie Peterson knocks her down, and the foul is going to be called on Frankie. That's going to be the second personal foul on Frankie Peterson for Hastings College. She is a 5'9" freshman out of Cambridge, Nebraska. And going to the free throw line for Sioux Falls will be Holly Agan. She's 5'9", sophomore out of Worthington, Minnesota. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So far, she's got 9 points in the ball game, all in three-pointers. 61-40, Hastings College trailing. We're down to 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the contest. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Agan hits one out of two, and it's 62-40. into the ball game now for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. Coming out will be Yorick. So Brittany Wong comes back in there now for Hastings. Wong, the 5'3" and sophomore from Carmichael, California. Sophia McDermott on the dribble now for Hastings. Crosses the midcourt stripe here. Sioux Falls saves the man-to-man. McDermott goes to the top of the key to Courtney Spahn. Spahn goes over on the wing on the left side. Frankie Peterson. Peterson now to Brittany Wong. To Spahn for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Frankie Peterson on the weak side down here on the baseline. Gets it away to Alicia Stadler in the lane. Her shot no good as she's hacked on the arm. So Stadler goes back to the free throw line. 7:44 to play. 62-40. The Broncos trailing here in this one. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Sioux Falls. And going to the free throw line will be Stadler of Hastings. She has got 17 points in the ball game. She misses the free throw. She is now 3 out of 6 for the free throw line. That was a 16 foul, by the way, on Sioux Falls. Second shot by Stadler is up there and in. So Stadler now with 18 points in the basketball game. Hastings again trailing by 21. 62-41 with 7:38 to play here in the contest. Holly Egan with the ball. So O'Brien deep in the left corner. Austin for three. Shot good again. Boy, they are red hot from three-point range. Had 9 3-pointers in the first half alone. That's the second one for Jessica Austin. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 65-41. Back the other way. Here's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Hastings and Frankie Peterson. Rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. 7:12 to play in the ball game. 65-41. Sioux Falls with a lead. Here's a Holly Egan with the ball now. Top of the key, O'Brien. O'Brien swings the left side down to Egan. Penetrating down the left side of the lane. Gives the ball up now to Austin. Rainbow pass back out on top to Hofer. Hofer backs up, throws up a three-pointer, and hits another one. Jamie Hofer, it's like they looked for the three before they looked for the two. Hofer now with 12 points in the ball game. It is 68-41. Sioux Falls out on top. Right now, they're on a big, big run. 13-2 over Hastings. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected, picked up by Stadler. Giants loses the ball, picked up by Wong. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Stadler, follow shot good. Alicia Stadler scores for Hastings. Stadler has got 20 points in the ball game. Sophia McDermott has got 12. So they've got 32 out of the 43 the Broncos have put up there. Hastings is averaging 81 points per ball game. They got 43 on the board so far this afternoon. There's a shot from underneath the bucket there by Jessica Austin, and she is mauled on the play, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. A foul is going to be called on the Broncos. It'll go on McDermott. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Jessica Austin for Sioux Falls. Her shot is up there. It's off the front iron. No good. She'll get one more. She's now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Next ball game for Hastings will be at home against Nebraska Wesleyan. That will be on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock starting time at Lynn Farrell Arena. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Johnson now with 6 points in the basketball game. It's 69-43 in favor of the Cougars, and we have got a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score Sioux Falls 69, Hastings 43.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again, earlier today in women's college basketball in the conference, it was Dort knocking off Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 69-57. In football in the NAIA today, first round of the championship series, the two teams from the Great Plains Athletic Conference that were invited to play both came up winners today. Top-ranked Sioux Falls over Northwestern Oklahoma, and the ball game played here in Sioux Falls, actually Northwest Oklahoma State, 33-44. Actually, 33-14 was the final score of that one. And Morningside beat Dickinson State out of North Dakota, 38-17. Hastings College men's soccer team over Missouri Valley today in the opening round of the national tournament, 3-0. Hastings College women are playing Olivet Nazarene tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field. 69-43, the Cougars have the lead over Hastings. We're at the six-minute mark now. Here's a personal foul called. Hastings had the ball right in front of the bench here, and a foul is going to be called on Holly Egan of Sioux Falls. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number seven now in the Cougars, so Hastings will get some free throws. Brittany Wong goes to the free throw line for the Broncos. She has not scored so far today. Wong is 12 out of 16 from the line so far this season for 75%. And she misses that one. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Courtney Spahn has got it now to Frankie Peterson. Peterson out here in three-point territory on the dribble, takes it down in the corner on the right side. Now switches hands, comes to her left. It comes out on top to Courtney Spahn. Now to Frankie Peterson, drives it down to Lehner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's taken out of there by Sioux Falls. Hastings not shooting the ball real well here in the contest here today. They hit just 35% of their shots in the first half, and they're not going to be much better than that in half number two. They are trailing in the ball game 69-43. 5:25 to play. A pass down low to Hildreth, and her shot is up and in. Hildreth now with 9 points in the ball game, 71-43. Sioux Falls now in a 16-4 run over Hastings here in the past couple of minutes. Brittany Wong has got it behind the screen from Spahn. Brittany looking to penetrate as it tapped away, picked up by Courtney Spahn out here in three-point territory. The Frankie Peterson, and it goes right through her fingertips out of bounds. Turnover on Hastings. That's 18 turnovers on the Broncos. End of the ball game now will be Jamie Hofer for Sioux Falls. Coming out will be Hildreth. 71-43. The Sioux Falls Cougars out on top of Hastings here this afternoon. Vanessa Johnson has got the ball, wings it down low. Hofer, her shot is up there, it's in. Hofer scores again. And the Sioux Falls Cougars making this look easy. 73-43. Wow. A 30-point lead for Sioux Falls here this afternoon. Quincy King has got the ball. King goes to a Courtney Spahn looking to penetrate. Drives it between a couple of defenders. Now a jump ball is called. Jump ball is called. And we've got the possession arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. Hastings will play it in to Frankie Peterson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. So the Cougars now have the ball, leading by 30 points. It is 73-43. Bailey O'Brien has got the ball. Leaves it on the left side of the way. Now to Hofer. She drives it against Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And that's going to be a personal foul. If that's on Alicia, she has gone, and that's the case. Alicia Stadler has just fouled out of the ball game. So Alicia playing with four personal fouls the past couple of minutes. Now leaves with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the game. She will leave with 20 points. She had 8 in the first half, 12 more in the second half, but she's battled foul trouble all night long. Going to the free throw line will be Hofer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hits the back iron and then straight up in the air and down through the hole. She is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 15 points in the ballgame, 74-43. Sioux Falls out on top of Hastings. Here comes the next one. It's up and in. 75-43. It's been a while since Hastings has scored. Sioux Falls is on a 20-4 run over Hastings. And now the Broncos throw the ball away again. They worked it inside to Melissa Thompson. She was trying to take it to the far sideline of Brittany Wong and threw it into the second row of the bleachers. Turnover number 19 in the ball game for Hastings. We're down to 4 minutes to play, and this is not the way that Jeff Dittman wanted to start the conference season. Sioux Falls, the team that is picked to finish ahead of Hastings in the conference this year. I'll tell you what, this was not a good effort by Hastings here in this ball game today. Here's a pass inside, deflected by Peterson, but it's picked up by Bailey O'Brien for Sioux Falls as they move it down on the baseline out of Laura Johnson, and she goes up for the shot, and she's hit on the play, and another foul call in the Broncos. Courtney Spahn picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Coming up in between games, we'll keep it here, and we'll be joined by Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as the Broncos get ready to face the Cougars and their conference opener tonight. Then we'll have the men's contest coming up right about 6 o'clock here on 1230 KHIS. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good here by Laura Johnson. She will get one more. Now Sioux Falls going to the bench. Hastings going to go to the bench as well. Kaylee Raggeth coming into the ball game now for Hastings. She's a 5'11" freshman out of Kimball, Nebraska. We're going to have a Another free throw coming up here from Warren Johnson. It is 75-43. Sioux Falls on a 20-4 run over Hastings here in the second half. Next shot is up there. It is good by Johnson. So it is now 76-43. These are the runs that we've been accustomed to seeing Hastings put on their opposition in years past. This time Sioux Falls on a 21-4 run over Hastings. There's a shot put up right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good there by Melissa Thompson. And the ball ripped out of there by Vanessa Johnson. 3:20 to play here in the ballgame. Sioux Falls with a big lead, 76-43. Right side is Vanessa Johnson. As Sioux Falls has gotten to the bench too, here's Bailey Bauman in the ballgame now. Comes back out to the top of the key. That's Strasburg. Her pass down low. Circling around underneath the basket is Johnson, and a reverse layup is up and in. Vanessa Johnson scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game. It is now 78-43 in favor of Sioux Falls. It's been like an eternity since Hastings has put some points on the scoreboard. Courtney Spahn comes over here on the right side now to Raggett. Back out now to Spahn in three-point territory. Dumps it off inside to Melissa Thompson. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Sioux Falls, and the Cougars will hold things up. And now we got a timeout here as we got some new folks that want to get into the ballgame. So just a substitution timeout here as the Cougar coaching staff makes a couple of changes here. 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play. They want to get everybody in the ballgame here this afternoon. 2:34 to play, and Hastings is trailing in the ballgame by a score of 78-43. The Cougars will play things in here on the near sideline. Still 27 left in the shot clock, so plenty of time here. Chrissy Strasburg has got the ball now for the Sioux Falls Cougars. Right-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Swings it right side now. That's Bauman with it now. So Kelly Hoff is into the ball game on the wing. Strasburg looking to penetrate. Gets it off to Hoff. Now down low. Down on the baseline. That's at least Marish loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings. That's only the seventh turnover on Sioux Falls in the ball game. Hastings back the other way. On the wing is going to be a Raggett. Takes the ball down on the baseline and tries to dump it away in the paint. And the foul is going to be called. So Hastings will go to the free throw line here with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play in this contest. They're trailing by the score of 78-43. Kelly Hoff picks up the personal foul for Sioux Falls. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 8 on the Cougars. And going to the free throw line will be Kaylee Raggett for Hastings. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So Raggett misses the free throw. And the rebound comes down to Sioux Falls. Strasburg has got it now. Behind the screen from Hoff. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's good. And she has fouled in the play. So everything going right here for Sioux Falls in this ball game as Strasburg gets the field goal to go down. She is fouled in a play here by Quincy King of Hastings. That's going to be her first. It is now 80-43. Sioux Falls leading Hastings. And Strasburg will go to the free throw line here for Sioux Falls. Her shot is up there. She misses on a three-point opportunity. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Laura Zwiener. We got the rebound there for the Broncos. Here's Quincy King with the ball for Hastings. Out to Frankie Peterson. Frankie just lobs the ball inside, grabbing it, shooting and missing his Zwiener. And the rebound comes down to the Cougars. Rebounded there by Marish now for the Cougars. 1:28 to play here in the ballgame. Sioux Falls work with it. Here's a shot with the baseline. It's up and in. Baseline jumper there by Elise Marish for Sioux Falls, and it's 82-43. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's no good by Quincy King. Rebound. Follow shot by Thompson. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Strasburg. Long pass down to four. They get it down underneath the basket. A shot up and in by Marish, and she'll go to the free throw line, being hacked on the arm. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her first. It is 84-43, gang. Women's college basketball. A 29-4 run by Sioux Falls. It's been a long time since Hastings has even scored. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Broncos with a minute to play. We can't get on the bus soon enough here tonight. Quincy King with the ball out here in three-point territory. Behind the screen. Now dumps it away to Zwiener. Zwiener comes back out, top of the key. Here's a shot by King. It's up and in. Whitsy King hits a three ball there for Hastings. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. It's 84-46. Sioux Falls with a lead here over the Broncos. Chrissy Strasburg with it now. She brings it across the midcourt stripe. Now behind the screen from Hoff. Drives it down the lane and a double dribble violation on Sioux Falls. Turnover number 8 on the Cougars. You're listening to the conference opener from the Great Plains Athletic Conference today on 1230 KHIS. Not a good start for the Hastings College women's basketball team. They're going to drop their opener here. As Sioux Falls with a commanding lead, 84-46. Bounce pass goes inside his winger, tries to get it away to Thompson and throws the ball away. It is picked up again by Sioux Falls, running back the other way as Strasburg takes it all the way to the hole and scores. Chrissy Strasburg scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. It's 86-46. The Cougars with a 40-point lead. Quincy King has got it now to Melissa Thompson. Thompson with 4 seconds to play. Gets it away to Frankie Peterson. Drives it into the lane. Her shot no good, and that's the ball game. Sioux Falls blows out Hastings College in women's college basketball here this afternoon. And the Broncos have a lot of work to do if they're going to contend in the women's basketball here for the 2010-2011 season. Not a very good performance here this afternoon by Hastings College. Sioux Falls out to a 39-26 halftime lead. And the Cougars go on to beat Hastings today by 40. Final score, Sioux Falls 86, Hastings 46. We'll be back with a recap after this.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Stewart Center in Sioux Falls here this afternoon, the Hastings College women's basketball team now 4-4 on the season. They were blown out here this afternoon by Sioux Falls, a final score of 86-46. So Hastings will go to 0-1 in the conference. Sioux Falls now 5-0 on the season. They are 1-0 in conference play. We were tied up at 14 points apiece in the first half with about 8 minutes gone in the ballgame. Sioux Falls then got rolling offensively. Eventually got out to a 9-point lead at 32-23 with about 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Their biggest lead in the first half was 13 points at 36-23. Also led by 13 at halftime, 39-26. In the second half, it was 55-39 with about 12.5 minutes to play. And then Hastings went a long, long time without scoring. Sioux Falls outscores Hastings 23-4 during a long stretch. Eventually got out to a 78-43 lead, and it was lights out as Sioux Falls knocks off Hastings today by the score of 86-46. Still waiting for the official numbers, but Hastings did not shoot the ball real well today. Hit only 35% of their field goals in the first half, and I'll be surprised if they shot anywhere close to 35% of the second half. But Hastings drops this one here this afternoon to Sioux Falls by the score of 86-46. Broncos will get ready to play Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Tuesday back at Lynn Farrell Arena. 86-46, the final score here. Sioux Falls knocks off Hastings in women's college basketball. We'll take another timeout here. We'll come back and check the scoring in this ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Stewart Center. Hastings College women's basketball team losing to the University of Sioux Falls today by a score of 86-46. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Alicia Stadler had 20 points today. She had 8 field goals, and she was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. She fouled out with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the contest. So Alicia leads the way with 20 points today. Sophia McDermott had 12 points, all 12 in the first half and all 12 on three-pointers. Other than that, not a whole lot of offense out of the Broncos here today. Courtney Spahn ended up with 7 points. She had a couple of field goals and hit a three-pointer for her 7. 5 points for Quincy King on a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Also scoring in the ball game today was Raylene Bushow. She had a field goal and 2 points. Hastings got to the free throw line only 8 times today. They're 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. Unofficially, 20 turnovers in the basketball game. Sioux Falls led today by Laura Johnson and Jamie Hofer. They ended up with 16 points apiece. Also in double figures, Chelsea Baxa, she had 11. Holly Egan had 10 points. 9 for Elizabeth Hildreth. The other scorers for Sioux Falls today, Jessica Austin ended up with 6. Vanessa Johnson had 8. Bailey O'Brien had 2 points. Chrissy Strasberg had 4. And Elise Marish with 4 points in the basketball game. Sioux Falls, 11 out of 19 from the free throw line. Unofficially, only 8 turnovers on the Cougars. So Hastings College drops the women's ball game today by 40 points, 86-46. And that'll brighten up some eyes across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'll tell you what, Sioux Falls could be for real here. The Cougars go to 5 wins and no losses on the season. They're now 1-0 in the conference. Hastings drops to 4-4 overall. They're 0-1. In conference play. So again, Alicia Stadler leading the way for Hastings. 20 points in the ball game, but it wasn't enough as Hastings blowing out as Sioux Falls goes on a 23-4 run in the second half to open things up. And they coast to the victory here this afternoon. Sioux Falls 86 and Hastings 46. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as we get set for the men's contest here in Sioux Falls. Again, the final, Hastings losing to Sioux Falls in the women's ball game. 86-46. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia.